Inappropriate behavior allegations involving a GOP presidential candidate has sparked a national discussion about sexual harassment. Research by University of Michigan expert Lilia Cortina establishes that gender harassment is the most common form of sexual harassment in the workplace.
Sexual harassment on the job generally comes in two varieties. There's unwanted sexual advances, which I call sexual advance harassment, and that's what comes to mind for most people when they think about sexual harassment. But we have to remember that there's also gender harassment, and this refers to comments, jokes, gestures that demean and insult women but don't express any sexual interest. And my own research demonstrates that most sexual harassment in traditionally male domains entails gender harassment in the absence of unwanted sexual advances. And in fact, in a study we released recently, we found that for women in different male-dominated spheres of work, 9 out of every 10 harassed women had experienced some form of gender harassment only, without any unwanted sexual attention or sexual coercion of any kind. So this supports the notion that sexual harassment on the job has little to do with sexuality and everything to do with gender.
Why should organizations care if gender harassment involves a sexist comment or an off-color joke?
Gender harassment at first glance might appear minor, but it can be used to cue women that they're inadequate, out of place, or unable to perform at the level of men. And the result can be declines in women's personal and professional health, which can be costly for their employers. So in one study, we compared the experiences of women who had encountered some form of gender harassment on the job to the experiences of women who hadn't had any kind of harassment experience. And what we found was that the gender-harassed women reported lower satisfaction with their jobs and their coworkers, lower commitment to their organizations, greater declines in performance due to emotional and physical health problems, and more thoughts and intentions of quitting their jobs. So, even though gender harassment might seem trivial, its impact is not.
Cortina is an associate professor of psychology and women's studies.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.